AFF test group meeting August 11th. You guys can come further this way.
Oh, you guys are
No one's going to have money here next year.
So the first thing is the change order form.
Change form.
Because of the WDF tank, I think we should just change this to fish greater than 100 centimeters in length can be diverted into the primary anesthetic tank.
Yeah.
That way it covers.
Yeah, it covers cover there. So
right. Because I don't want to just leave it out and then there'll be like a bunch of 100 centimeter plus fish jumping into their tank. Oh, we didn't know.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're good with that.
So are we? Are we good with their?
Well, you come down here and look at the pictures of this thing. You know, it's got some bugs as far as I'm concerned, but
first year operation. Come on.
Yeah, I know. And when you get something,
your stuff doesn't have bugs.
I know. When you get something built and it's delivered, you're like, oh my god.
After dealing with Tony Norris again,
yeah, like the Tide Green boom.
It's much larger.
Yeah, we won't talk about
that. Over there, you no longer have the secondary recovery tank.
So it's got a big wooden lid on it right there. That's
which the other one did too. So here's the net that's inside.
Making a new one soon.
That looks like dangerous.
So this thing right here, these cable ties. You can see a picture of this, Joan. They're kind of in the wrong spot.
Yeah.
Wrong direction. They should be underneath. Just put them under the net and down.
So there's no sharp edges sticking out.
Right. So what they do is they pull the net over and they grab the fish and bring it up onto this lip, which is about this wide. It's a little narrow. I think it's got to be a little wider.
So that's only used when the fish are
all the time.
It's in there.
It's down, and then they have to use pull it up because it's so deep.
This is basically your crowder for
Yes.
Using as a crowder.
So they're going to be dragging them over this edge here.
Yeah, and that's what they're doing.
Can you use that as a
something? Yeah, it's a lip. So
that's pretty sharp.
I was thinking of maybe put.
Let's have a way of.
Smooth that out and make a wider shelf, maybe out of like material for cutting board.
Like cut that lip off and make it extended or something.
Yeah, or just fill it in.
Yeah, there's going to be something that's way more elegant than this.
Okay.
This is for the meantime.
We don't. Yeah, we're trying to get.
Yeah, those ties do need to be turned around the other way. Yep. But yeah.
And that.
And then they come up on. Then you got a measuring board there.
Okay. This is kind of narrow. I think it's going to have to be wider when you get some of those big 100 plus.
What is that, like 8 inches?
10 inches.
10.
Okay.
Yeah, two will be hanging.
It's got a lip on it that's about 1 inch to 2 inches.
Yeah, why the lip?
Just the way it ran.
Well, yeah, the idea was that we're going to have a minimum amount of water in this to discourage fish from swimming up onto it. And I also thought that you could possibly partition and when you dropped a cover if you had a lip on the cover, and you can sample fish while you're diverting fish.
I see.
You could make like a piece of aluminum that has kind of a lip on it that angles over that, and it has kind of a downward slide that you could just grab the fish and pull them up over it.
Yeah, that does look like kind of a something like a retro.
So this isn't working out either. So maybe whatever you fabricate will have a better measuring
device.
There's some conveyance marks on it or something. They're talking about electronic tape measure or whatever.
I was hoping it would be operating with a small amount of water, but when I was out there, they're operating quite a bit more water.
Was water over the top of this?
Yeah, water's over the top, yeah.
Oh,
yeah, the idea was to keep the fish in the water while we were measuring them.
Okay.
And then just slide them out, so hopefully we don't have to pick up the fish at all.
Right, and there's an issue with that too. The chute is not sliding them out. You have to pick them up and bring them over to here.
Yeah, well that's
there's a chute there.
Yeah, I know.
They just haven't really worked it out.
You got to work that out too.
That's okay. That's improvements, but you're still doing it the way we used to do it. So
that's probably an improvement over how we used to do it.
You still have to pull the fish over and release them through the chute.
It's designed. You can actually hear it. It's just there's just a bunch of stuff in the way.
But it's not working. So the way they're doing it, though, is still no different than the way they did in the past.
Right.
So we were okay with that. What it seems to me that measuring platform could be flush, and even if fish got up there, so what? You know, just he's the first guy who gets measured.
Yeah.
You know, if he's overachiever you get.
Yeah, that's something we need to raise it anyway.
So maybe put out of that cutting board material, whatever, get a thick one and fill it in and make it wider or whatever you do.
You could fill that in with a flat piece and just put your...
They make a flat plate detector, pit detector. It's a measuring board. You slide your fish over it, and it detects the fish as you slide them on. And it's automatically linked to a system that records a tag, and you can enter your information and everything.
Yeah, this one has a pit tag detector right above it.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, as it comes right into the tank.
Oh, okay.
This far above the entrance.
Previously pit tag.
We're supposed to be getting them when they come out, too. I'm not quite sure what's happening to that part of the project. But
well, as far as
dropping them into the...
Okay, so to cut to the chase, 100 goes away. Mm-hmm. The tank's bigger. It's fine. That issue's gone. They have some mods to make the thing a little smoother. Operation works a little better. Get rid of that net eventually, because I worry that too. Get fish caught in there and suffocated.
Right. You know,
basically suffocated. So if that was a hard, if you're just basically using that as a braille or as a crowder, mm-hmm. if it was a solid piece, that I don't know how.
Plastic.
Right.
Just pull it up.
A form piece that you pull up and then get your fish up. Maybe you can have some way where you just latch it until it gets to the top. And then you take your fish out, but they're all under. I just don't want a fish to get caught in there under the folds and then suffocate.
Right.
That's the only thing. I don't know if it's possible.
Well, I don't know that it's possible either. It's basically a net pin, so it's got a leaded line in the bottom.
And they're held fairly tight on the corners. But then it should be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to go check it out.
Okay. I'd like to see it in operation. I just haven't had a chance.
I
was going to do it on Tuesday, but then we canceled the meeting, so.
But, big improvement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. We'll see it on the 19th.
Are you guys going for special on the
19th? Yeah, next Friday we'll be out there. I'll let you guys know we'll be out for a special.
Next Friday. Okay. Hopefully the water will let the water back up by then.
Trevor and I'll be out there.
So what else did we have? This stuff here.
I'll probably follow along to it. So
you guys have this handout here?
Anybody need a handout?
Memo from John.
Ideally be done and back up in water, and if not,
tomorrow or Monday would be a better time to get out there to see that. Hopefully by then that's all done. Fridays are buttoned up and running by next Friday.
Let's see if I find something new.
Unless you find
how bad things are upriver
all the way up the.
So you just got two options here?
Yeah, two options and then kind of a conceptual design.
Okay, so this is more interesting.
Yeah.
That looks like it looks like a pretty nice system. Just some bugs to work out.
Right.
Nice,
we'll work on those.
Nice mod.
So basically, looking at the existing facility and how it operates now, and then our four-hour time constraint with pickets, four-hour total time of picket leads down, and our sample sizes and whatnot, one thing we decided to do is look and count how many fish that go through the facility versus how many fish that we actually sample in a day, because part of the problem is the time it takes to anesthetize fish, sample it, tag it, get it out of the tank. I mean, it's, you miss several fish that are going through. And so we picked August 5th, which is predominantly steelhead right now. And so I think we're missing 78% or so of the fish that pass through the facility. So those are the fish that are diverted and go through all that and never really get sampled. So basically, for an ideal sampling type facility, kind of a trap and hold platform would be way more efficient, and then cut down on the time you're blocking the main fish ladder, and then allow most of the fish to pass through without ever being diverted. So whether that happens in the existing facility or whether that goes into the idea of a brand new facility, I think that can be negotiated and worked on. So basically, I went through and I came up with a couple of line drawings. I'm not an engineer, so a couple different options for the existing. Tom's not an engineer either. He's an engineer in training.
Since 19 what?
Since 1996.
That's the Critic IT program.
He's still waiting for an engineer to work under. So anyways, a couple line drawings of maybe how we could put a holding tank in the existing lab. Some of the limitations of the existing lab are the elevation from the top of the collection pool to the return fishway. As you get towards the fishway, I think the bottom of the flumes are at maybe 4 feet high. That's or so. Right. So, I mean, there's some space issues there. Another idea is to just completely change the way fish get into the facility and kind of turn things backwards.
I was having trouble with this one.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you somehow magically have a switch gate where the current exit is, maybe it'd take building, engineering, whatnot, but anyways, have a flume come into the facility going the other direction.
So you're going to have them come down, come back up.
So
into this tank?
No, so the picket leads would be
further down here.
Upstream.
Upstream from where they are now. Yeah.
Okay.
So you'd have
I'm looking at from a fish's perspective, it's further up. So
yeah. So you go further. The idea is to get at this a similar elevation to the fish ladder. So you trap them upstream from where
so
we're currently trapped
them. This way
then. Yeah.
So where would they be released to?
And then you'd release, use something like the existing collection pool as like a recovery pool.
Run the system and bypass normally, then they'd go out.
Right, and then they the bypass can come route. Out the bypass route.
So kind of run reverse is what you're doing.
Right.
What you're doing now.
Yeah, but the idea here is, trying to minimize the number of fish that actually get trapped in the facility.
I don't understand what that means by bypass. Part of the bypass. What's that mean?
Bulkhead pulled up, so the holding pool would be, in the bypass, the nighttime
where?
Configuration.
To go back to this way.
No, they'd continue upstream. Through
you basically do away.
See a lead here and a switch gate here, so there's nothing that can go upstream with this whole facility.
Well, I think that's. If I'm understanding that correct, somehow that would be...
These would come back and recycle around and around.
Yeah. No. Likewise, it's a drawing, and I'm not an engineer. So fish are coming up.
They have to go over the
ladder.
Right.
You don't have a ladder over a ladder.
Some sort of a...
Oh, into here?
Yeah, into
this
here.
This is a flume that they're...
Well, no, I mean, you'd have a switch gate here. So you select, the 100 fish you want to sample for the day, then raise pickets and go.
How do you select them? How are they getting
Well, there has to be a switch gate of some sort, and there has to be a new magic flume. I mean, it has to be completely rebuilt. There's nothing.
I'm looking at my engineer over here.
There is nothing there right now. It has to be built.
The magic flume. You need to work on the magic flume.
That's right. Can you design that?
Yeah, it is kind of magic.
This would have to be completely
I just don't understand how it would work with the elevations. Because now, are the fish going to come up here this way?
Maybe it's a
No. So
they're going
to fish come up here,
to here,
and then you have some sort of a flapper gate that sends them into a flume.
Holding. What's the elevation?
I don't know. We would have to figure that out.
Yeah, trying to get fish to do this, and they got to volitionally go in there.
So they volitionally swim through here, but if you had some sort of a trap,
and they just turn around and go back out.
What that trap is?
They just turn around and go right back out again.
No, you would have to. You'd have to have like a false weir or something.
You're okay, and then.
Yeah, so you'd have to have some sort of a trapping device or switch gate, pulse or something.
So, okay. So as those fish come through here, mm-hmm. you're going to look at them and say, I want this guy.
Yep.
And then it's a little bit like Ice Harbor that has, you can sit down there and watch, but that traps them, and then you lift them up out of there. We don't want to do that here. So.
Some mechanism for trapping. Fish. But the idea is that you only take that
what you need,
and you don't have to send thousands of fish up through into the collection pool and pass them.
Oh, I see. That's a good point.
So the idea is, and then the final picture. What's that?
Magic flume.
Well, I don't know how you. I mean, I'm a fish guy. I don't know how you
know,
get
so
fish
am I.
From point A to point B.
Well,
that's
yeah,
somebody else to figure out.
No, that's what we're supposed to figure out. Fish guys have to figure that out. But it's a behavior.
Huh?
It's behavior.
Okay, then you figure it out.
I don't care how fish get in there. I want fish
John's
in this
tank.
I want fish in the tank. I don't care how.
Just
okay,
well,
it's about, I mean, it's engineering, but the engineering is the elevations and the...
Yeah, I mean, the elevations.
Flow. And,
right.
But we need to take advantage of fish behavior to get them in there, so... Volitionally.
So how high up the ladder do you have to go to get that elevation?
Right, exactly.
To hurt them down and in.
The elevations are pretty high at this point.
Yeah, you got to get up that ladder quite a bit.
So,
no, because the elevations are all wrong.
Elevations are going to be tough. As those fish swim through. Okay, well, I see what you're trying to do.
If this is the existing exit here, that's where the elevations match up. I mean, if they matched up anywhere below this, they would have exited right there.
So this has got to be cut deeper. What this? That you're talking about fish going this way, right?
Correct.
Okay, so that's why I didn't know. I thought this was going the other way.
No.
I was trying to figure out. It looked like a circular loop. So you get fish in here, and you have maybe some sort of a station here that you're looking and watching. And then you have a switch gate that says a fish comes along.
Why don't you use the existing count window?
And it's down here.
I know, but it's right at the end of the picket leads. I mean, there's an existing selective count station there.
You don't know how long the fish are going to go through, and you still end up with a big. One of the problems with the existing system and using it as a holding tank is a big tank takes the fish quite a long time to transit through.
Key here is the fish has got to be moving somewhere, and he's got to be swimming by. And he's got to continue to swim by, and you need to stop him or move him from that line of direction of your tank. So the fish can't be in a situation where he can just turn around.
Right.
If he sees you doing something, he turns around, swims back out, and you're done.
Yeah.
So you need to be able to capture that fish. Either it's going to need to jump over a false weir and get into something where he's captured, as they do now, or you need to be able to push a button and it, you know, a bottom gate slides open and he drops into a tank or a flume or something and goes... slide into your holding tank. Okay, I like the idea.
But it's going to be the elevations.
That wasn't the thing.
So I have no idea.
Well, why not
use
the
put the ladder
system,
back to normal?
Because that's what the existing system is out there.
Well, what I was this is what I was trying to get. Well, I mean, if we can do that, but the elevation is the issue. I would love to have a system where you can actually watch those fish come through in water, swimming. On their way upriver, they think they're migrating. You go, oh, I want that guy. You push a button, boom, he's in the tank.
Well, he won't be in the tank, he'll be in the ladder.
Or in a flume or something. Anyway, he's getting into the tank.
Why?
Holding tank. So you can sample.
Why? No, I'm not saying that, okay? I'm saying he goes into the ladder. He goes into the lower end of the half ice harbor. Okay, there's a count station down there, and I'm sure the gratings there could be retrofitted to do just that selective withdrawal. I know because that just upstream of that count station where the picket leads come in, there's a return line right into that pool 37.
There is.
Okay, so it's set up to
go
to
around
make your decisions there. Now,
right.
The problem I hear is that they don't want to populate the ladder with 200 fish and wait for them to get up
to get
there
up to the holding tank.
That
and
really doesn't matter. The fish, whether they take a day up that ladder or 3 days, you still got them. They're still going to come up there. Why not use that?
Because it could take 12 hours, 24 hours.
So the next day you populate it with another 200 fish. And the next day you populate it with another 200 fish.
But you do have them.
But I mean,
you got them one way.
But then you have to hold them in there for 24 hours a day and what, staff it? I mean, because as soon as you shut down the facility, they can get out.
Instead of running 50% of the freaking river through the whole thing, yeah.
Well, I mean, just operationally from a fish sampling perspective, it's not very efficient. You know, versus if you divert your couple hundred fish into a manageable size tank that you can get fish in and out of fairly easy, I mean, that's way more efficient.
No, I see your point.
How long does it take them to get from the entrance of the ladder to the holding pool?
It typically takes, from the time we lower the picket leads, it takes about an hour before we see our first fish.
Before they jump down the false weir?
Yes.
Or before they're actually in the holding pool?
Before they jump down the false weir.
So they may not be inclined to jump, but if you could get them into the holding pool and we could put a crowder in there that you could manipulate.
And we're still talking about a huge volume of water.
pool. It is. Crowder's concern the hell out of me. So
that's a false floor.
Let's get to that.
It could be like the Braille pool.
False floor.
Any kind of brails, forcing fish into holes and stuff like that.
That's like the Braille pool.
I kind of like the false view right here. You can get fish in the water.
Right. And
you can turn that on and off as you need it. And you can rail it a little bit. I just don't want to see us squeezing fish through orifices or something to get
it. Right.
Yeah. I have a problem with stress, and I'm unstressed, unstressed, and unstressed. I don't want to get these fish out trying to crowd them in.
But that's an issue we need to come to next. But the first issue is getting them into this. Well, the first issue is there's three levels here. One is just fixing things up as best we have. The other is minor modifications. The other one is regutting the system and starting over.
Right.
And then the fourth is still the holding itself.
Or, yeah.
Right.
That's, and so then we're kind of in where? The building the facility right off the bat here.
And where's this magic facility going to be? Because we have a magic
there's
facility.
There's plenty of room.
I have maps.
Magical maps?
Magic maps.
Like Candyman.
There's plenty of room.
So
you got some lucky charms.
Anyways, I kind of like up by the count station. There's lots of real estate. That would be, in my mind, a better position than where we're at, because you know you're right at water level, which I think would be ideal.
All the four bays fluctuating.
Where is this?
Bad place to put something.
Like this is the old count window here.
This is four
count window.
That's the four bay. You're four all into your four bay fluctuations
there.
Yeah, you're in the flow control sectional ladder, so that all changes 5 feet or more, depending on four bay elevation. I mean, normally it's a 5 foot flux, but you could have more than that if there's problems.
Yeah, I guess that must be.
You know, if you got a barge stuck somewhere or whatever, or if you need to, somebody's working on a boat ramp up river.
That's why the trap is where it is, because it's in a stable part of the ladder.
Yeah, that'd drive you nuts. That'd drive you absolutely nuts trying to build something there. Nice, lots of space, but
great
place to build, just hard to deal with the orbit. I think you're going to be where you are down there. Just have to rip up my parking lot. But
they don't use it anyway. It's not
for how much?
No.
What? Well, there's plenty of parking over on the other part of the project there by the ladder. Space for cars. Between the ladder and that section, access point, inside the gate, there's a place to park there, cars and stuff. That's where they used to park them anyway. But how big the footprint need to be? The one thing that concerns me is they have to, you know, you guys look at it from one standpoint, but we still need to be able to select fish for pit tanks, for long source work, because we've got the University of Idaho worker, whoever's doing whatever contract it is with the Corps. They're doing a different focus, and you guys want just a block of fish. They're looking for known source fish for a tagging study. Or we might have somebody like Fish and Wildlife Service in there getting broodstock for spring creek. And they're looking for tules, you know, so they're like, they only want tules, and they need to be able to sort.
Right.
So this has to be sortable. And I see that when I first looked at it, I didn't see that it could be.
Well, yeah, and then I think if you look to your last picture, there's kind of a conceptual design. Regardless of what facility, I mean, you have some sort of diversion from the main fish ladder.
So the
some sort of a trapping mechanism.
Boy, I like that.
Some sort of a holding tank. And preferably, and part of why I looked at the upper end of the ladder was just to be at the same elevation, because you know, down where we're at, you still have that same problem of how are you going to get fish from way down there to wherever you're going to sample, unless you have a subterranean sampling facility, which we already kind of have.
Or you have the sorting part of it up further up the ladder.
So we have to bring fish up to this crazy elevation and then down again.
Mm-hmm, to the tent of the facility.
So the idea was to try and get rid of that sort of, and there's, you know, as far as Washington Shore goes, it's not the only place. I mean, there are potentially sites on Oregon, you know, Oregon side or.
There's UMT. There is a little bit, I guess, but right. UMT is pretty crowded. You should go up the dam.
Is there room inside the dam?
There's a temporary existing facility and not sample fish for a couple of years.
No. These small amounts of fish.
I don't know that we're ever going to do that.
No?
Isn't it? Yeah. No. Okay, there's, as with all plans, we have no action alternative. Right.
So we're going to keep all alternatives on the table.
Okay, so I do like the idea of being able to select fish as they migrate past, rather than throwing them into a flume and having them sliding sideways, every fish in the ladder and having them sliding sideways down the flume flopping.
That's a problem, but so is, you know, crowding fish in this collection pool over and over again. Because, like, you got 100 fish in the collection pool. You know, you want 5 to put in your tank. So you have to crowd them up, take your 5,
right,
and then move the crowder back. And then you want 5 more, you got to crowd them up, back them off. So you're crowding these fish like 25 times.
What I'd rather do is have a false weir there.
You have a false weir,
and then let them initially jump, and you can just man it until they all leave.
Right.
Or even then, you could have got to crowd it.
You'll still have to crowd
them. A little bit at a time. But
you'll still have to crowd.
You would, but rather than crowding them down to the last fish,
right,
squeezing them, you just make it so that it's not as lucrative a place to be.
Right.
Make that false weir look more and more.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Have to review the crap out of that and make sure that's
you want that.
That'd be tough.
False, but I mean, that's really what we have now is a false weir in a big tank. Right? And we're just talking something smaller, 350.
It's a lot more manageable.
With a rail at the bottom of it, and a false weir that you can turn on and turn off as you need fish. You shut it off when you don't need them, then you turn it back on and raise fish through. In the meantime, they're just going to be
efficient for them. You're describing the existing facility.
Mm-hmm.
You pick a lead in the existing tank. Head box there. You got that volume in half.
What's different about this to me is that you select who's in that tank.
Yeah, you do that at the bottom of the ladder, at the half ice harbor, where the cap window and the facility
is.
Actually
right
here. How do you do that?
You put an air ram on a slider gate, and it can flip gate. Mm-hmm.
So the fish can go around back to the ladder,
yeah,
or they get shunted up the half ice harbor.
Yeah.
If you could set it up so the fish wouldn't have the option of returning if one of the
sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Unless he happens to sneak out when you.
Yeah.
Flip open your gate, but he's probably all already on his way up to get the hell out of there.
He's not going
to
launch your back
around. No.
I've always wondered how many fish nose in and come back out of detection in that lower.
Well, you'll have to go down there and man that count station for a while. Watch that. It's cold. It's full of spiders.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess you could. You could sit down there and watch. I'm always
you can see them.
Like a computer terminal.
Yeah. It's dark, it's dank, it's damp.
Yeah, I've looked at it. We've had suggestions in the past for using that for various mechanisms to see how many, use video to see how many fish go through versus what we see, and we've never done it.
See the distribution stuff or whatever. But this is using it in a way to actually selectively trap fish before they're handled in any way, shape, or form. They don't know what they're doing. And then you just hold this, you can get, every fish goes up there is your fish. So you can.
Right.
How would that reduce the amount of time that Jan leads down? Probably wouldn't it?
Well, in theory, if the fish go all the way through to where we can sample them.
We'd operate the trap, turning it off between fish and that sort of thing. That would be, like the, just do it years ago.
Is that false weir? I guess it's just push a button on off.
How deep is that ladder coming in? But that doesn't go all the way down to the bottom of the. I was wondering if you raise a false bottom. I guess you have designed it some way so the fish couldn't get underneath.
I don't know how deep that is.
Pretty deep.
It's pretty deep.
10, 12 feet.
I think when we had Steve Rainey out, we measured it. It wasn't as deep as you think. I think it was like 12 feet.
Yeah.
Right.
It wasn't as deep as it looks.
Yeah. It's deep. It's got to be at least 15 feet.
15 feet.
Yeah. I hit the dimensions.
Yeah.
That's a lot of water.
It's deep rainy did.
Yeah.
Was that deep?
Does the channel coming in, going from that pool, is that elevated off the sill, or can you drain everything from that pool down the half ice harbor?
It's all level. You walk all the way through. From the holding pool downstream.
Down to the level. So that part of the half ice harbor is 15 feet deep or 12 feet deep or whatever it is. So
there is a bulkhead slot, so you could build a lip if that was your goal.
Right.
Versus going up. You have that, but if you went up higher up on the ladder, then you could, if you just said, okay, I'm going to start with a fresh, completely fresh, you get the elevation. You can get fish coming out of part of the ladder going back in. I mean, you'd almost have to have a flat section in there, but coming out, going through a flume that you have a window on that you can watch, and then some sort of a slide gate that moves those fish that you want from there into your sample, and all those fish you don't want just go on around back of the ladder. Simpler. Without the entire ice harbor loop in there, half ice harbor loop. Because there's a whole lot of extra stuff here, really. I'm just wondering, if you get up high enough and then you can drop the elevation, then your working platform is way down at the bottom of that pit. So you have elevation to work with.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking it's not as small as you think. You've got the picket lead, you've got to run the whole run through the...
I know.
Through that.
I know, it's got to be a big conduit, or you'll delay fish, but you delay them anyway, we know that.
Yeah, I know, you're herding all the fish up that ladder in there, and I'm talking, then you're talking...
That's a picket lead issue, too.
It's a major, yeah, that picket lead,
we
got a couple pools in there, because we've got to get the...
One pool to the next.
And you got to excavate out. You know, and you're talking...
You'll have to have a weir, at least one weir in there, maybe two, one footers.
And you're talking about tying in back higher up.
Mm-hmm. And a couple of weirs in the channel would have, at each elevation where you have a weir in the main ladder, you have a weir in the side channel. But instead of having a bunch of them, you just have one or two.
And you have to work out the elevation.
And then you'd have to have a flipper, or what kind of gate would you have in there, side gate, two parallel flumes, one goes into your facility, one goes on back up, and you have a gate that either a swap of those goes this way or this way, or you have a bottom gate, the fish drops out, and you would do that. Then you have double flow coming in when it's
you're
open.
You're talking a pretty substantial reconstruction.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I mean, without a doubt. This is the finest guy, best possible,
right.
Easiest, not easiest, but best for fish, easiest for fish to get from place to place, without a lot of flumes and a lot of extra ladder.
And that gate, you almost want to make that gate like a horse or something, because you don't want to be trying to shove that much water back and forth.
It would have to be a horse.
Yeah. It could, just don't need the connector.
Yeah. Just thinking outside the box, you know, if you had an open slate, I've often wondered how in the heck do you actually display them? My vision of the best way to do this would be to have a way that as fish is moving up through the system, you let them move up through the system. You don't make them have to go all the way through this thing, jump through a false weir, slide down, flop it, back in, then back up to get out of there. If it was just a quick diversion back into the main ladder from the main ladder. But in that diversion, you had a way to select this fish or this fish to get into your sample. That would be better. That would be far fewer fish impacted. And if there's capacity issues, then you don't have all the leads down. You know, we pull the lead. But these guys would be in there all day long. I mean, it wouldn't be like you're run through this facility.
Yeah, because what you're doing is, you know, like on that particular August 5th, I mean, for the TAC, 475 fish a week, you know, let's say you grab 100 fish. Well, I think we had 100 fish go through the flumes in the first 2 hours. You know, of course, the first hour is just waiting for the first fish. So in a scenario that's right there at the level of the ladder, I mean, we could grab our fish in, or let's say, you grab your first 50 and then, you know, open everything up again, you know, in 20 minutes, you know, and then
work up the 50
and then, you know, trap another 50. But, you know, it only takes you this
because
long.
Because the fish are moving through directly, yeah. You don't have to wait for this big lag time of whatever's
right.
At the bottom of the
ladder. Yeah, you don't have to put 1,000 fish into the facility to
get your 50 or 100, right. And you can do a little more selectivity, too.
So you can put everything, you can put all four picket leads down, have your fish, I mean, in a super high run of you know, 15,000 fish up the Washington Shore ladder, you're going to have your fish
in and out,
you know, minutes.
And you could do that over a period of time.
Yeah.
If your sample rate.
You'll sample more fish.
But you wouldn't have to worry about.
You will sample more fish.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, you got two issues. You got the shoots and ladder effect, like, yeah, you're improving things there, but then, on the other hand, you're going to be sampling more fish.
Right.
And so that's a.
That's true. They will be sampling more fish to get to those objectives that are still kind of fuzzy in my head. But anyway, that's
right. Oh, and really, it's just getting, you know, closer to the way it was before modification. I mean, before restrictions of this last several years. So. Because I know Oregon and Washington used to have a goal of. What was it, 2% of the run for steelhead.
So why can't they use pit tags for that estimate?
Well, that's just the time, energy, and expense.
Really? We got a ton of, like, LGR steelhead out there. Lower granite.
And then you're hatchery biased. And
representative.
You know, yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of issues.
There's a lot of wild fish tag, too.
They're getting more.
It just seems like something that we should be looking for in the future versus handling these fish. I mean,
we
is
should
it really necessary?
Yeah.
Like Paul Chinook with I struggle to find funding to tag any hamper to reach Paul Chinook, and it's the biggest wild stock. So you really would have to vastly increase your juvenile tagging. It's a trade off the juveniles versus the adults. And there's some of the things you have a hard time getting with the steelhead with the 78 centimeter thing, where video might be possible, do some other things possibly. But
even as far as sampling fish, I mean, this would allow us to sample more fish, but it's going to be nothing close to what granite does. I mean, we'd be talking a total of, six or 7,000 steelhead? And at best?
Probably not even that, even if it attacks wild streams, I doubt we'd. Increasing our effort, we'd never hit that.
I mean, so we're not, you know, like a granite, they do 20,000 steelhead, and I'm not sure how many fall chinook, I'm sure it's not that different. We're not even talking anywhere close to those numbers. But right now, we're sampling, you know, 3,000 steelhead. And
less than that, about 1,800, I think, last year.
Yeah. It's been bad.
Only about 300 or 400 during the middle half of the run. Temperature restrictions.
Yeah, and that's the other thing too, is I'm not sure this does anything for our temperature restrictions, not the chillers.
So, you know, I mean, if you're building a new facility, you can do things like, you know, chilling as far as the holding tank and then even a recovery pool. So, I mean, it adds options. You know, retrofitting, I mean, we'd have to, you know, sit there and look at how it'd be possible to do those sorts of things. I mean, it's not impossible.
Expensive.
That's the big wildcard with steelhead too, is the 70 degree restriction. Is that if we're restricted, we're not allowed to sample above 70, and then we're in 30-40% of the runs going through, then what does that mean for the whole program?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, a year like this year, it's no problem,
right.
But some years it's really gonna.
It is
really gonna adversely affect in terms of any sort of representative.
nature of the sampling.
Pit detectors work at any temperature.
Yeah, they do. Okay, let's start getting some pit, a lot more money out there for juveniles, so then. Yeah. And start doing a lot of tagging then. The wild ones are particularly problematic. Juveniles.
Yeah, that's an issue. Harvest. Well,
you know,
one step at a time.
Genetic sampling, you could possibly get some of that with pit tags, but again, you have to have a representative, or you know, you have to be sampling the wild run.
I mean, you could make some assumptions. It doesn't have to be completely representative. You guys aren't completely representative of the temperature criteria, but you still make some assumptions and you still get the job done.
Yeah, I mean, we're allowed to do some sampling, though. If we're allowed to do no sampling, it's hard to expand no sampling.
Right, but if you have pit tags, I mean, you make the same number of assumptions you're making now, and you get a guess by the hang of the fish. So, yeah, there are some assumptions made, but it's still feasible.
Well, I think, our goals ought to be to not handle these fish. I mean, harvest is enough. Handling is just if we're handling so we can harvest, and that's
That's not entirely. I mean,
we're handling pretty much for what we can harvest. Yeah, that's USP Oregon. That's why we're in there.
I mean, it's also their requirement to make sure we have escapement of weak stocks. So you have to
find out.
You still have to find out how many your weak stocks are returning before you set a harvest goal.
That's all harvest.
So where do you?
It is.
So basically, if there's no harvest in the basin, we wouldn't have to know how many fish are returning to whichever stocks.
Well, that would. I mean, do we have to handle it to know that?
How else would you find out?
Red surveys.
They're incredibly inaccurate.
I still don't buy the fact that we have to handle these fish in order to understand that. Pit tag returns. It's index returns. It's
but then you have to handle juveniles to put the pet tags in, and then there's associated mortality.
You do, but I'd rather handle a few juveniles than handling all the adults and bottle them. And it's just a ratio of, that's a whole pet tag issue that we've been struggling with, but it gets down to surrogates and which groups you want to handle. You don't have to handle every fish, every basin, every biologically significant unit to get an index of that. It's not necessary. So it comes down to assumptions and how much you're willing to buy. But hopefully our techniques are better than just brute force strength.
We're in a transition period from the old way of doing things to the new way.
Well, it's always stuck right tough. Now. Yeah. But, I mean, there's always needs for handling fish. I don't have a problem with developing a better system. I do have a problem with then turning it into a production system where we have tens of thousands of fish. That's ridiculous.
Right.
We shouldn't be doing that. These fish are listed. So,
things like F-pound, the role would be in the sample size issue as far as TAC, but I tend to agree with you. I'm not happy with what TAC has produced in terms of sample size they need.
Right. Yeah, it seems pretty brute force.
Right now we're limited because of the efficiency of the trap, and I think that is a valid consideration in terms of, okay, what does it mean in terms of numbers of fish if we do get better trapping. On the other hand, we do have 80% of the fish at present rates that we're not, if we could come up with something better, we could potentially have a lot less impact, at least in terms of diverting non-target fish, although I'm not sure how much the net effect of it is for both, really, what the impact is on these fish of handling versus the ones that go through and what the trade-off is.
Handling's worse than just letting them go by.
Yeah, but should we be concerned with these 80% of the fish that are going through the AFF?
For sure. I'd rather they didn't do that.
Yeah, I would
be
too.
Nice to be able. I mean, that's. I'd like to get a better system in there.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I think that's important for whatever we do. Then there's the question of how many we have to handle.
Right.
How many times, how many days, how many weeks, how many months we're actually in there? Those are other questions and other issues. But to have a better system that's more benign for fish is certainly an important goal, because we're always going to be in there for one reason or another. We've learned that.
Right.
We hear the core say, a rock say, this is going to be shut down in a couple of years. We won't have any need for it. And that was, 4 or 5 years ago. Every year there's
something that'll come up. We'll have a big tracking study again next year. Every time we modify the projects, we have another tracking study to look at the effects of that post-construction evaluation. So a facility gets used, and we have this management need, which is, goes on and on. Then you have Washington in there trapping thousands and thousands and thousands of fish for a study. So it just seems like, unless you guys would do what I keep telling you to do, lock the damn door or nuke it. I don't care what you do. Weld that damn door shut. I know how to weld. Just let me do it.
Water somehow. I'm sure.
Gary, are we going to be trapping a large number of adults at Bonneville to assess the impacts to migrating fish at John Day, since we're modifying the north ladder?
Right.
So we will be tracking them at
next year. There will be a fairly extensive radio tracking.
So how will that work with Grand Vic and Washington in there already?
14 or 13.
Yeah. Or will Washington be there in 12?
We take priority. Track facility.
Is Washington just a fall study or is that a spring study?
I believe it's just
fall.
Spring.
Yeah. And then you're talking about in the spring.
I don't know when they're planning on getting it. I would imagine they'd be doing all spring and fall.
For what's
John Day? For the John Day study?
Oh, it'll be both. Because they're going to try to match it up with Rafford Island.
So there's already going to be a conflict there with Washington and bumping heads.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is, I guess, yeah, Tom's right. This is in 13, so it's another year before the big study. So they're getting narrower for fewer.
Yeah. Not fewer, as often.
Not an every year thing.
We tend to work pretty well with the radio tagging people just because they get a fish and take forever to stop a tag down it and do the thing, and they only get a few at a time, so really.
As long as there's space.
Not really impacted.
The concern is when you got Washington there, you guys are doing it in there, Washington's in there. And
that's going to be more, that could be more of an issue if Washington's in there too.
No space.
They want large numbers of fish and something larger than what we want.
Well, their sample size are way down now.
Are they
where
down?
They were.
Where they put
did
them
they, did they finally cut them back?
I saw something a month ago and I thought they were down to like a thousand of each or something.
Yeah, that's where they were.
High.
That's where they were originally. We were trying to get
well, no, I thought originally they wanted like 10,000 or some.
No, it was 1,000.
1,000 plus we're going to catch down. That's what they're going to catch down the net saying.
Oh, okay.
They only want 1,000 of each species.
1,000 of each species. We've been trying to get them down to something a lot less than that.
Well, I don't even think it's feasible to get 1,000.
They can.
Of each.
Especially if there's temperature issues.
I mean, if they're stuck.
No way.
Yeah, there's no way.
Not with the restrictions. Because just,
just with our regular sampling, I mean, we're lucky to get 1,000 of each species, and we're just sampling and putting them back.
You might get 1,000
false
Chinook, and then maybe 1,000 steel.
Yeah, maybe false Chinook.
But then if they're able to truck them around, that kind of stuff, that's going to
And then, how many fish can they put in that tank? And
five.
And then.
What were they going to get 1,000 of what? 1,000 steelhead. 1,000 for Chinook.
Tules and Brants.
Was it Tules and Brants? 1,000 of one, 1,000 the other.
They won't be able to get anywhere near that. So,
on top of what you guys are doing.
But they were supposed to drop that down. Enrique said they were going to drop it down. Everything I've read, though, says 1,000.
They haven't changed.
I don't think they've dropped that down officially. At least not to us, they haven't.
So, kind of blowing us off.
Yeah.
Well, I guess what, so you guys are going to pay for this?
If you don't want your Bradford Island Fishway, sure.
Hmm?
If you don't want your Bradford Island Fishway fixed.
No, I want that too. So I guess that's
maybe if you build that, you can build a lab under there.
We should also mention that the metal fatigue in the AFF is getting pretty substantial, and our riggers are. They replace some of the metal in there. Yeah, all the structure underneath the braille pool, all those beams and everything.
All rotting out.
Oh no.
Yeah. So something's going to have to be done there, or we're going to condemn the place.
Oops. I wiped that smile off my face.
at some point, somebody's going to say you can't work in this facility safely anymore.
Right. Funding is, our funding is terrible. I mean, we can't even repair Bradford Island right now. to put money into the AFF is definitely a low priority.
So I guess what, in order for this to go anywhere, it needs to go beyond this conceptual stage,
right,
which is really rudimentary at this point, to something with some specs, some design, and a cost estimate. So I'm wondering, how can we get that done? Can GridFic, or can the regional folks with GridFic and Washington and NOAA and everybody else chip money into it, or can CORE do it, or what? And I mean, if the facility is falling apart, then what's the CORE's position? Is it going to get fixed, or is it going to get mothballed or condemned? I mean, is that...
I can't answer that question.
So looking forward, that may be something, though, to bring up to your management. You know, what's in your rock involved, and say, hey, what are we going to do? Because he knows this is an issue. We've been going around and around. Where are you going?
I got a TNT call now.
Oh, who cares? That whole water thing.
Still?
You got more water, you know what to do with that.
Ron wants to have a follow-on call to talk about Granite Coulee.
Okay, yeah, why? You got more water than you ever had in your life at this time of the year, so who cares?
Oh, that's right.
Who cares? Why is this an issue?
Do you want it now, or do you want it in September? That's the issue. And if you want,
we're going to get it in September.
We're going to get some in September, but we want to shape it properly, as opposed to not having the EPA just basically get to play with however they want with it.
I can't believe this is the issue. How many times, every year this comes up? I just tell them to do it the way that we've done it in the past. Be done with it.
Be nice. So,
have fun.
Yeah, well, you guys are just winding around the pie in the sky rainbow stuff anyways. Your magic facility.
The magic room. Do it.
Pot's calling the kettle black here? What?
You got the wrong colored shirt on.
He doesn't really work at CRIDFIC anymore.
Yeah. Better get out of here, please. Go ahead.
Who is that man?
He's got a tea time or something.
Yeah, exactly. I got a tea and time. So I think we're going to definitely need to get it inspected. I mean, when was the last time the AFF was inspected by the CORE? Like that kind of stuff that you're talking about.
Yeah.
Last winter?
Well, I mean, it was inspected by our rigging crews last winter, and
they went, geez.
Yeah, they just fixed it. I mean, it was
right.
What they could do.
Are they
the
same
worst
guys
area
that do the diffuser brakes out there?
Yes. Now,
fixed it. I'm not having a thrill with them. Okay.
Jeez.
Well, I see a couple things here.
There's
one,
that's the problem.
Right. Find out the current state.
Determine the future of this facility. Does the CORE need to replace, repair in kind or with new? And can then you guys justify going to at least the engineers, your engineering staff, and getting a new design put together? Can you justify that within the CORE budget? Or does this have to be done through some other process with a contractor or through QuickFit?
Right. Well, you know, the only thing I could think of is because of the 13 study that CRFM funded, it would be a CRFM funded improvement or design.
I think it would.
That's the only way that we could afford to do anything.
No, this is a new needs, new facility.
So
we would have to get that into this SCT, get it into the line item, get it into a budget process, get PM on it, get a team, and then get it scoped out.
By 13?
No, just down the road. I'm not talking about
13. Well, I'm just saying 13 is kind of the test, you know, that we have in the future lined up. It's going to take us.
No,
what he's saying is
it's
because
what it
we
is.
Have a study in 13, that's the only way to get improvements to the AFF. And I'm telling you right now,
right,
by 13, you'd never have improvements.
4 year.
13 is not going to drive it. 13 is just another year of study.
Right.
You've seen 20 years of study out there, and we'll see 20 more, so I'm not so worried about that.
Not once the fish are extinct, you won't.
Not since what?
The fish are extinct.
Well, hopefully that happens sooner than later.
handling them and stressing them. That's
how you really feel.
Really? Put it in the notes.
We all feel the same way. We'd
it's okay to do it with chickens,
fish.
But...
Yeah, chickens, yeah.
Even John
chickens,
would
yeah, but not fish.
Right?
Yeah.
So, but, if we can come up with a better way of doing it, that's a hell of a lot better than just...
Right.
Crappy old
so, I mean, it sounds like our process, the core, would be to go through CRFM side of the house and get a design team together and start working
rock. I mean, if the vision won't support it, if he won't support it, then we're dead in the water. We probably should have a discussion at that level with Richie and, you know, have those...
Well, yeah, I mean, those...
Somebody from higher up, Rob, or whoever from your guys' shop in there in the room... And talk through the overall need for Bonneville facility from the course perspective, from the management, fish management arena's perspective, and say, okay, you know, we need something there. Can we fund it through the core? Do we have to kick in accord money? You know, is it a few million dollars out of the accord money? I mean, there's money there too, so for BPA. So there's funding pots that are out there. Mitchell Act. There's all those.
Yeah. Mitchell Act. What are you talking about?
What? You don't control the purse strings on that. Mitchell Act's funding the stupid study that Washington's doing. Okay? $3-4 million into that thing.
That's crazy.
So that's Mitchell Act fund. If they can fund that, they can fund the.
Yeah, I mean, so basically, I mean, there's money out there. So it's a matter of getting the right people in the right place. I mean, it's not a limiting factor at all.
It's getting a design together and getting a cost estimate and getting this will work, you know, getting past the straight face test from the engineer and saying, are you kidding me? This won't work. You know, that's a bad idea. You need to get through all those to something that's on a blueprint, that's at least a conceptual drawing that's more than this, that'll give you some ideas of cost.
Right.
And then you can start talking to the guys about cost. Is it $2 million? Is it $15 million? Is it $50 million? And then we can get on with some, you know, if it's $50 million, okay, that's not going to work.
That's not going to work.
But you know, get this thing into some reality, and then we can move through the funding process and maybe kick down the road until 2020 for all I know. But at least you've got something going.
Right.
And we've got something out there that's that can be acted on.
Every year we have this discussion. Since I've been in this position, all right, I remember my first meeting was at Bonneville Auditorium, and there was Rob and Rock and
all those guys.
Hunt.
Yep.
It's
maybe time to pull them back into it.
Yeah, and it's like,
with some ideas that are a little more concrete. Plus,
and make some decisions.
You know, we're 3,000 fish.
Yeah.
You know, that's just for one study. It has nothing to do with these guys or with you guys. Nobody. It's just out of the blue. How many more of those are waiting for us out there? So, you know, we can't see them. You know, even we had our managers involved trying to slow that thing down or stop it. You know, still 3,000 fish. We're still there. So, it seems that some of these things have a life of their own. Or a buy-up of their own, in the case of this one, which we didn't write. At least I didn't write. And when I look at it, I can't believe what's in it, but... seems to be a good check.
My perspective, it's a reasonable buy-up.
Parts of it seem to be a little bit unreasonable.
Another thing,
that's what we're supposed to say.
The deterioration of some of the metal and everything. And one thing I would like to do this winter would be a biomarkinist putting in a pit tag detection as the fish exit that braille pool. I know that was an issue with the rotting metal and everything. And so I guess I'd like to know where that's going to stand and whether it's going to be possible to put something in this winter. In the next couple of months.
That rotting metal, the fatigue and all that stuff, how far does that lead? Is that just some structures that you can pull out like a braille pool? Or does that lead into some of the valves and some of the piping?
I don't know. It needs to be inspected by our tech staff or some engineers or something.
Because we got riggers
looking at it, saying these connections, you know, as rusty as they are, probably at 50% of their strength, you know, we're going to replace this panel, you know, these corners, and this is all we can do this winter.
Right. Well, if they can remedy the entire thing by welding some gusset sand, then I'm not too worried. But if they're looking at it and going, no, these are we got big stuff that needs.
Well, they pointed out all the stuff underneath.
Infrastructure.
You know, where the fish exit into the return area to the ladder.
Mm-hmm.
There's grading under that. There's structure underneath all of that, where valve 2 is located and valve 3 comes.
Hasn't been changed since 1990.
Yeah, those connections.
80.
That vertical structure down there it looked pretty bad.
Yeah, it didn't look good, but it's rigorous in us.
Yeah, so, we need to get some engineers in there.
Right.
Take a look.
30-year-old construction.
Right.
Or older, so. But we're not going anywhere unless this gets some structure to it. So that's, if they want somehow come up this, it needs to be structured. I see two areas there.
So you ready to check that?
That?
Check.
Writing a check? No, I'm just writing it down. Need to get that HSS inspection done.
Oh. Alternative analysis is what you would do. You'd set up several. You'd take the existing and try to come up with, you just fix what's there.
Who does it?
Right.
Whoever does HSS or
new safety. New structure, new valves, new flumes, whatever. And then go down his road of changing the...
Well, I would assume
the entrance to the staff
hydraulics.
That's kind of the cheap fix. Probably not very good, but at least
it's whoever needs to get in there.
You've got three alternatives here, and it's just basically.
I mean, we've got to get in there and look at it.
Fixing what you got to have the best, best thing that you can come up with.
Yeah, because some point it'll get so bad. I don't know when that point will be. Somebody will say, okay,
close
for this. That's how it's fixed.
Right. Yeah.
But you really
well,
want
something
for
this year. Could be 10 years down the road.
Right.
Well, unless it's something completely reasonable. I mean, how much was the granite? How much was the granite facility? Point, we're not talking about some big, fancy, elaborate.
Well, that
we're talking about it. You know, a holding tank that holds 200 to 300 fish. Some way of getting fish into that.
I don't know if they can actually.
You know, that's just intuitively. You know, those guys looking at it.
They have false rears.
They don't have as many types of fish up there.
It's probably going to be.
I've never seen.
But
they have false rears.
They have false rears, and then
Andy,
it automatically
selects or species or tag.
Yeah.
They can
select
from that.
Right.
But
we'll definitely help you out.
So but they could.
Keep me well, and then it's also on a timer, and so they do like whatever it is, five minutes out of every hour gets diverted or something.
Okay, well, that's an option.
And whether it's automated or whether we physically have somebody, but I mean there's ways of doing it. I mean it shouldn't be horribly expensive.
In terms of a representative sample, if you didn't mind holding the fish for long periods, so being 5 minutes of every hour would
give you a nice representative. That's what our small monitoring is, and I don't like that either. I don't like holding fish.
Yeah, I don't like holding the fish part. But just in terms of a sample representative
for visual selection.
Well, you don't have to hold them if you're there.
Yeah. Well, it's the same thing. If you're doing 5 minutes at every hour, I guess you could do instead of just during hours you're there.
Well, you would only be there during the day and not moving at night.
Yeah.
So you man it for 12 hours or 8 hours or whatever, and you run it for 8 hours and you just sample over the time period. But I don't know if I like putting leads down, picking leads up, putting leads down every 3 hours or something like that.
Granted, it's not set up for visual selection. And it could be retrofitted, but it'd be extensive.
Well, what I like about this is if you can actually visually select your fish and then dump them into your sample system, you have a way of being much more selective, I guess.
Eliminate the ones that you're not sampling from having to go through.
They don't have to go through it. They just go right back to the ladder. They never have to fall through anything. They never have to go flopping down a flume or any of that crap.
Right.
They're just on their way. That would be perfect.
Ed's saying he can retrofit the current system to do just that. So
that would
be the cheapest alternative.
That's the cheapest alternative. That would be my goal, is to have that capability.
Right.
Then, how you do it is there's different levels of cost associated with fixing.
on methods, but if you could do that, that would be huge.
That's
we'd have to work out the timing, you know, how long, you know, do you have leads down all day to do that, or you know, then that would dictate how big this has to be to run the entire run through this flume. You don't want fish stacked up all the way to the tail race, especially with sea lions in there. So, you know, we've got to come up with a sampling scheme that makes sense on top of that. But for us to get on board, I'd want to at least have that capability. Because I think then, and Bonneville's worth it. All those fish, we have billions of fish. Well, we have millions. I wish we had millions. We had thousands of fish.
Right.
More than anybody else does going through that facility. So, if you're going to do something that's a sort of a flagship sampling, that ought to be the place to do it.
Rob said
the
you guys were going to pay for it.
Magical flagship sampling.
Magical.
Showcase.
It's a flagship. Magic place.
The magical flagship.
Well, you know, CRFM funds. Take them out of the Willamette and shift them back to Bonneville.
That's okay with me.
Right now, I'm real tempted to.
That's okay with me.
I don't like to hear that kind of stuff. Yeah, that's probably your only gamble bet is to, you know, gamble that it'll go through SCT and prioritized high and gets funded.
Yeah.
And he designed the magical fish sampling.
Well, I guess that's the first thing.
Facility.
Just a.
A pescalator.
Just getting a design. So that's all I would be trying to prioritize right now is just design, some sort of design.
Right. I mean,
whether it gets funded and built is another hurdle, but at least you have something to look at and consider. Okay, so talk to Rock about it.
Yeah.
Our 2013 buy-up will have another RPA anywhere requiring it, right?
2014.
Didn't you have an RPA in last time?
They've given up.
You're going to write that into the buy-up?
Sure. Yep, it's on tape, Steve. I can do it.
I know you can. But our last buy-up was written by the Corps and BPA, so I don't know what you're going to do.
Bob's gone.
Just saying.
Should I stop the recorder at this point? That concludes the AFF meeting.